Hey there, this is Cross.
This is Josh.
And we are Words and Whiskey, a podcast for veteran and novice readers alike. We tackle fiction novels and love to talk about what we're drinking. You should think of us as your intoxicating weekly book club. Josh, we're here to talk about the new series that we're going to cover. I got to ask before I give you the first couple of lines here, and I haven't mentioned this. If this is your first time listening to Words and Whiskey, really excited to have you. We basically cover books in sort of a chapter by chapter fashion. I've read it. Josh hasn't. And I will be kind of guiding him through. Yeah. So that's sort of the structure of the podcast and the structure of the show on a weekly basis. So getting to kind of explore the world for the first time. What do you know about Sun Eater? What's your experience with sci-fi?
Okay. My experience with sci-fi is limited, actually. I'm a big fantasy reader. Sci-fi, I love the Red Rising series. Absolutely adore it. It is one of my top series of all time. I got my wife to read it. Now she, anytime something emotional happens, she looks at me and she goes, "I would have lived in peace." But my name's brought me war. She has big feelings about EO. She just bought me the very, very fancy Red Rising. I don't know the name of this thing, by the way.
It's just the deluxe edition.
Of Red Rising. And I could not be happier. This is a book series that I've gotten multiple friends into. This is the book series that got me out of my reading slump. So sci-fi has a special place in my heart because of that. But outside of Red Rising, the only sci-fi I've read is I hardly even count it as sci-fi, the Space Trilogy by C.S. Lewis and Halo, Fall of Reach.
Which, an excellent book, by the way.
Excellent book.
Fall of Reach is awesome. I think I liked Onyx more, Ghosts of Onyx, but
did not read it.
Oh,
I've
so
read
good.
One Halo book. Yeah. It's Fall of Reach.
I think I read three, and I can't remember what the third one was, but Fall of Reach and Ghosts of Onyx were incredible. Yeah, okay, cool. Sweet. Well, obviously, I'm very excited. I love that when you agreed to do the show in general, it was like, oh, yeah, going to read more fantasy books. I'm like, what if I started it the way that we did with PJ and it's a sci-fi book?
Well, and I do want to say there's some Patreon exclusive side things. You had me read some Stephen King near modern fascist state non-fantasy
dystopia
stuff.
Yeah.
You had me read something that I guess is kind of fantasy in Mr. Begon, but it's mostly like a religious horror.
Religious horror trauma.
Religious horror trauma comedy?
Yeah, comedy? Pretty funny.
You had me read... Is that everything we've read?
I think that's everything we've read so far. But
yeah, okay. I feel like we've done more, but we've talked about First Law a lot.
Yeah.
So.
And off air, we've talked a lot about, you know, Stormlight and things like that as well. So.
I will say on sci-fi, which this is still more fantasy than it is sci-fi in a lot of ways. My first like movie I remember seeing very, very young, maybe like 3 or 4, was Star Wars: A New Hope at my uncle's or my grandma's place. But my uncle was showing it. He lived there. I love the first 3 Alien movies. I haven't seen any of the other ones.
Really?
Come at me, bro. Yeah.
Not even like not Prometheus, not like.
Any of it.
All right.
I've seen Alien 1, 2, and 3, and I went, Ripley died. Cool. which I know she's back as a clone. And
yeah,
4
is 4's messed up. 3 is kind of messed up too, but that's fine. You know.
3 is not a good movie. It might be my favorite of the series. That's something for another day. I maybe one of my all-time favorite failed shows that aired for one season because of like deliberate studio fuckery is Firefly.
Same.
You know, like there's something about just a good sci-fi that I do get down with. But I haven't read that much sci-fi in written form.
Love the medium, haven't read much, so that's sort of the takeaway.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Medium, the genre. All right.
Interstellar's pretty good.
and you know next to nothing about Sun Eater, correct?
I've seen one image that might have been fan art of a guy in a cool space armor suit thing with a sword. And there was a really big, scary kind of white alien elf thing.
Mm. Okay, cool.
I don't know if that's... I could be completely off. I don't know. And that's all I know.
a great question for a little Yukajim to dream about and think about more. As we enter into also, man, I have to remember all of the second language words now going forward. I'm just realizing that. Oh, God.
Oh, I'll say I've heard that the main character's name starts with an H, I think.
Hadrian. Yep. Hadrian Marlowe.
And I've been described as an anti-hero to me, a morally gray kind of fucked up character. So
cool. All right, well, I'm going to read you just the very first paragraph of the story. We're going to use that kind of as our table setting for anyone who might also be interested in reading along in the story and kind of the way that we're going to tackle it. So the very beginning here, light. The light of that murdered sun still burns me. I see it through my eyelids, blazing out of history from that bloody day, hinting at fires indescribable. It is like something holy, as if it were the light of God's own heaven that burned the world and the billions of lives with it. I carry that light always, seared into the back of my mind. I make no excuses, no denials, no apologies for what I have done. I know what I am.
Ooh. You know, I did make a joke right before we started this recording that I hoped this book wasn't too dark.
Yeah.
They kick it off with a lot of really, really bright light, so I feel fine.
Feels pretty bright.
I feel good.
Does it?
Yeah. That's a good sell. I mean, I'll tell you that much. One of my favorite things with a series we've talked about a lot, the first lot, is just reading like the first line of pretty much any of the standalones.
Oh, yeah.
And whenever I'm trying to convince people to read the series, I'm like, hey, this isn't the first book, but just listen to this. And then you read that much and it's like, yeah, how could I not? This does the same thing. That's a sell. That's good.
Yeah, this first chapter is chock full of so much. It gives the literary device away. It explains sort of the idea of the story very upfront and kind of really, I think, sells you on this idea of this wider universe in such an effective way. So I'm so excited to talk about it. I'm already like chomping at the bit to talk about some of these things. I'll say that I read this series for the first time. I think I started in late 2023 and then was reading it throughout 2024. Got an early copy in e-arc of the sixth book. And yeah, now I'm so excited. It's coming to an end. The final book is going to be released probably pretty close to when this episode actually airs, but it's in November. So it's already scheduled, everything like that. It's going to be done. So
it feels wild that like, I don't know much about this series, mm-hmm. but I'm very excited to read it because of my love for Red Rising. And I know it's very different, but it is kind of wild that like the seventh book of the series is the final one. The seventh book of Red Rising is the final one. It'll probably be coming out around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be, it's going to be a crazy year. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah, I'm super excited for the end of this. Not only what's interesting to me too, is sort of, this is the end, as Christopher has said, the seven book arc will be the end of Hadrian's story, but not the end of the universe. So awesome. This is sort of like the core text of the series, and he's down to write whatever else he wants to in the future. He's like, I went through all this effort to build this galaxy, this universe. Why would I do that again?
Why would yeah. I leave? Yeah. I haven't posted. I DM Dungeons and Dragons for people, a lot of different people over a lot of different years. I made one world like 8 years ago. Why would I leave it? You know,
right.
Everybody's just like in a different era or on a different continent. I totally get it. That's the right move.
Mm-hmm.
I already have the like political factions figured out. Why would I move on?
Yeah, right. Exactly. And I already have all these things mapped. And now I have this deep, rich history with this character at the center. So like, of course,
let me start from scratch.
Yeah, right. Just let me redo that real quick. Yeah.
Which I have a deep theory that the Devils is in the same world as, or in a world connected to the first law.
Mm.
But,
you know,
little Joe Abercrombie side story there. There's evidence. I'll talk to you about it later.
Yeah.
We can do an episode
yeah.
on it.
Yeah, we have an episode on that coming up at some point in the near future. But so to say that we're covering seven books is actually a little bit of an understatement. We also are covering three novellas at the moment and at least one short story collection. There are four short story collections. I view one as critical and the rest is like great additive, but ultimately unnecessary. And as a part of those, I realize I said three novellas, two novellas and a side novel. The third one is actually 300 pages. So it feels illegal to call it a novella to me.
It feels like I got locked into some Cosmere shit. I didn't know.
Yeah, kinda, but you know, not entirely.
No, more books is better.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm very excited for us to kind of get to dive into this with that in mind. Are there any questions? Are there any thoughts that you have, you know, now that you're kind of how are you going to contain yourself to not read more? That's my like, Josh, you got to stop when I say stop.
Part.
You know?
So yeah, it's very specific. The only way I'm going to be able to actually stop when I'm supposed to mm-hmm. is I'm on a reread of the first law standalones. It's going to get paused until I get to where I need to go, and then I'll just go back to it. Also, me and my wife are co-reading Onyx Storm right now. I got things to say about that book series, but, you know, I like it. It's not good.
But, like, but I'm having a fun time.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's I think of it. I really think that, like, whenever I view books as TV shows and, like, single books as seasons, kind of, and, you know, whenever TV shows are airing, I guess this is different in the streaming series world. Anybody over 30, you remember whenever TV shows used to air and you would wait a week for the next episode, but you'd watch other shows in the meantime. That's how I got to do books now that it's like my routine. I have to listen to them on my way to work. I have to listen to them on my lunch. I have to listen to them on my walk back from work. I got to listen to them to fall asleep. So it's important for me to blow through books that we're not going to cover on this series while saving the stuff we're covering on this podcast for like the specific things I'm supposed to do. So like, I know I can re-listen to stuff.
First totally. Lot,
going back through. Mm-hmm. I assume we're not going to do The Empyrean, and if we do, I'll be the one who's read it. It's fine. No. I am ready for many, many longer rants to come about Hadrian.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, I am too, actually. I am so, so stoked on talking about this. The moment that I finished the second book, I was like, I cannot let PJ read this. We are going to cover it on the series. And now you're here. PJ will be our guest for the first wrap-up as well, because he is going to start the series and read along as well in his own time. So that'll be a lot of fun. But yeah, light.
Watch me just have like no opinions on it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, I've not found a single piece of writing I haven't had some sort of opinion.
Some sort of thoughts on. Yeah, right. Yeah. Like we picked it apart before. For anyone who's made it this far, I guess, but it is fresh and it is like an engaging wound. My dad read it over the course of this last year. One of my other close friends read it over the course of this last year. So I've been talking about it and like re-researching.
I guess a question for you. Yeah. Are you going to be re-reading it with me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, right. I have to.
I assume so. Right. But I was like, right, like you're also gonna read this, right?
Oh no,
I'm not alone here.
Josh, okay. I don't know if you've seen the copious notes that I take that we discuss, but they're copious.
I just assumed that was ChatGPT.
No. Unfortunately, it's my little fingies and my little brain going whirr.
No, I've seen handwritten notes. It's impressive.
yeah. The note taking is a lot, and this series in particular will demand more. I should also mention there are now multiple publications of some of these books as Christopher has gone back and corrected some of the text in different places.
Oh,
we are going to basically be abiding by the audiobook version. So the audiobook is sort of the safe version. There are some small corrections that I may bring up if I can find them between the different versions of text. I'm getting and collecting the special editions that have those small changes, but I think it's more of an alignment thing or like fixing a couple of goofs here and there.
I mean, I'll say it's interesting. There's moments in most audiobooks that I listen to because sometimes I like to read along and listen, where I've like yet to find an audiobook that is 100% the same exact wording as the book. There's always little things, like my wife and I kept catching on Red Rising, and I don't think that Red Rising has like gone back and changed anything. It's just like sometimes it's a little different.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Tim Gerard Reynolds every once in a while says Servo instead of Sephiro. I giggle every time. No, and what I think is really unique about this story, and this is maybe worth mentioning at the top as well, is that it is an account from our character Hadrian that we'll be following, and he's writing it at sort of the end, not at the end of time, but on this is all said within the first page, so I don't feel bad. He's living on a planet, writing this down so that he can have the story out in his own way and tell it as it's been told. And this is a translation that someone is later translating. So it has like the Lord of the Rings, the Book of Red West Marches, which allows for like some interpretation and some like different lenses through which to
that like end of your life. Looking back, it's a little bit like the Farseer trilogy, but I'll like it. I think I like the Farseer trilogy. I need to finish it.
chances are good that we may cover the rest of that series or maybe the next sub-series on the podcast. Finish the trilogy. Don't stop yourself on my behalf, but maybe don't start live ship. Because I think I want to talk about that one. I've heard it's so incredible. And
I would love to.
So, but yeah, cool. I think that's a good pitch on Empire of Silence. I'm very excited. If you enjoyed Red Rising, if you enjoyed the First Law, for listeners out there, I can nearly promise you that if you will like Sun Eater, if you like Name of the Wind, you will love Sun Eater. So
that's, all right. That's, well, I haven't read it. Yeah, so, you know, we could throw that on there too.
Right.
But one thing I'll say is that if you're like a longtime listener of Words and Whiskey, I'm happy to be here and happy to meet you. And if this is your first time listening, it's also mine. So.
And so it begins. All right. With a light book about the genocide of a people. That's great. So
I wouldn't start it any other way.
You know? Yikes. All right, cool. All right, well, with that, we will talk to you next week. And again, the chapters that we are going to be reading are Hadrian Through the Ugliness of the World. You can always find our schedule on our website, wordsandwhiskey.show /schedule, or where have you. You can find us on social media, Words Whiskey Pod, everywhere that you might look. You should leave us a review if you can on any of the different websites that are out there. It goes a long way. 5-star review or else I'll murder your son and nobody will like that. Nobody will like that. That's a bad time.
I've killed before. I'll do it again.
I'll do it again.
Yeah. I'm trying to be a better man. But yeah, for sure. Find us.
Yeah.
On the things that cross just.
Yeah. Yeah. Josh is not used to the outro batter. Patreon.com/WordsandWhiskey as well. If you want to support what we do and listen to additional bonus content and other things like that. Like Josh mentioned, we've recorded a couple of episodes on Mr. Be Gone, which was fantastic to get to talk about. And this will also be moving into a video medium. So if you're used to predominantly listening to us, at some point in the very near future, these will all be video. Probably this first episode, but
awesome.
We'll go excited that way. All right. Sweet. We will talk to you later.